Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Just like that. The Father's given us grace and mercy to be able to come back another week to bring good tidings of joy to his people. You know, this whole concept of the nations now finding out who they are, or who the people aren't, is quite humorous. But first, let's give all praises to our Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Ancient of Days, the Great I Am, our Father who put us down and is to raise us up and is raising us up of the nation's wickedness, their injustice, and their unrighteousness. He's raising us up. We must give all praises and thanks for that, because that is a marvelous feat for our spirits. We have grown so much. It's interesting to me that in the beginning of the 7 years from next year, the beginning of the 7 years, give or take, the Father gave us time so that we can learn and wake up slowly, so that the information builds a great foundation, so that the house that we're building is on rocks. So he gave us 7 years. Think about that. He gave us 7 years to learn this truth. And in that 7 years, we've come a long way. Many naysayers in the beginning, it was many brethren that was, you got to do it this way. It's got to be that way. You can't believe that. You got to believe this. But we stuck through. We persevered. We endured. And we're still enduring and persevering. And now today, on the cusp of 3 months, now he's woken the Gentiles up. And I liken it to the story that I said before, how your mom would wake you up gingerly, gently. Hey, wake up. And you turn over, wake up. And you turn over, roll over this time. And she'd come back, sit on the bed, stroke your back and say, hey, it's time to wake up. Get up. And you open your eyes and you raise your head, put your feet on the floor, and you stand up a mighty army. As for the nations, she didn't do that. Because she is not happy with the nations, because they pissed her off. So she goes into their room and says, get up with the belt. And starts just beating them, get up. And they're like, okay. So they're missing things. They're missing the interpretations. They're getting up foggy-eyed with crust in their eyes, breath stink. But they're up. And all power to them. Good, great. Just because now that you recognize your error, just because now that you recognize that Ish has stole the show, great. Great. It does not make you any better than, it just makes you awoke. So, you know, I see the nations on social media coming against Ish. I see the nations on social media talking about their system, going against their religions, and I'm going great. So, what you want, a cookie? What you want? You know, we are at the end of the Gentiles. The Gentiles end a day of reckoning. We are at the Gentiles end a day of reckoning. And to be honest, and to be quite frank, great. I don't give a Phil Florin. No, I'm not going to take my shoes off and put on their shoes so that I can feel how they... No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going to entertain their folly and their discomfort. Don't care, to be honest. It's not that I don't have sympathy for them, but, you know, it seems to me that they like misery, which they love the company of. So my sympathy is all that they can get. You know, I see their error. I've spoken to some of them. I help some of them, but I'm not living their life. I'm not looking for them for acknowledgement out of them. Shoot, I can't even get an acknowledgement of the past. Every time that it comes up, it's like today. I was having a conversation, went to lunch with a friend who I play ball with, who works in the same building. And we go to lunch every so often. And today was one of those times, and we started talking. And, you know, he's definitely not excited nor happy with the conduct and actions of Ish. And we got into the conversation. It was funny. We're sitting in the food court. It's a food court. And we're sitting there and we're having this conversation. And, you know, people all around us, and we don't care. We're just having this conversation. And he was like, it got to how to change. How is this going to look in a change? How does this change? What does this change look like? And he was like, what is it going to look? And I said, well, I mean, honestly, the only way that it's going to, the only way to change it is to do away with the whole thing. He was like, you mean that you want to just do away with the whole system? And I said, yeah, it's gotta go away. Because, you know, capitalized materialism, it's how many houses that you want? I mean, after your first house, the sting is out when you buy your third, your second, buy your third, you're like, what the hell? It's just another house. This is where the whole world, after you buy your fourth suit, how many suits can you wear in one time? How many rings can you wear? You know, okay, you got 10 fingers, wear it all 10, great, but not many people do that, you know? How much jewelry? How much shoes? You know? How many sneakers? How many hats? You know? How many cars? I mean, all of this has become very hollow for them. And this is what they're starting to feel. This is their reckoning time, because the reckoning is, hey, how much do you need? And they're going, well, you know, it used to be, I say it like this, there used to be them going, you know what, I need it all. Now they see some errors in that. They look into their crystal ball of the future and they don't see a rosy picture anymore. They see a bunch of old people holding up their money, holding up their inheritance, which, to switch gears here, this is the whole point, the inheritance. Because we're coming into our inheritance, someone's got to lose theirs. Their inheritance was ours. So if we get back our inheritance, they lose theirs. That's why they still to this day cannot accept the fact that this is our land. It was funny. He was saying, you know, he made a comment, and I was like, you know, because I said something about, you know, the Europeans or whatever, and he laughed and he said, well, you know, you guys can really go back to the lands that you guys came from. And I said, where is that? I'm from here. And he started laughing. And I said, really, the statement should be, you guys got to go back. Because that's what we see, and he start falling out because he knows, he realizes, and this is a nation fella, he realizes that the gig is up. The father's done with this madness. These people have systematically created a unattainable philosophy of living that is built on theft and greed and gluttony. And that's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. And then, you know, when we come at them and we start talking about, you know, just some conversation, hey, you know what about prime example. You know, the NFL is okay with taking a knee for Ish, but when Kaepernick did it, it's a problem. You see, like these hypocritical situations, they used to be able to say, well, that happened so long ago. Now these things are happening like every 6 months, every month, every week. And they can't keep up with the facade of dismissiveness anymore. And that's how great our Father is, because he's making it not easy for them to dismiss. To dismiss anything. You know? And to be honest, and to be quite frank, good. It's deservedly so. You know, our scriptures are ours. We're the only ones that can sit here and break these things down. And that brings me to a point. You know, a while back, I was saying when I'm reading these things, when I'm reading our scriptures, I'm reading them from my spirit, which then allows me to be able to see the error in the syntax, error in the sentence structure, the subject-verb agreement, the writing. I can see what it was supposed to be and what it isn't, what was added, what was taken out. I can see that. Then, Brethren Judah came out of nowhere with the book, the New Age Bible versions, and he started reading from it, and the Spirit said to me, get it. Get that book. Because that's what you've been talking about. And I got it. And I can tell you... Brothers and sisters, everyone needs this book. New Age Bible Versions. Who's this by? The Latest Research Support. Wait, who's it by? Oh, G.A. Ripplinger. Gary A. Ripplinger. I'm just saying it's G.A. Ripplinger. Ripplinger. New Age Bible Versions. The New Case Against the NIV, ESV, NKJV, NASB, HCSB, NRSB, NAB, NET, LSB, GNB, CEV, NCV, NJB, Living, The Message, Amplified, and all modern versions. I mean, if nations, and this is, I got to say this directly to the nations, directly to the heathens and the Gentiles and the Ishes and the Hindus and the Muslims and everybody else. If what you say is true and what you believe is true, why are there so many versions? This is the Christians. Why are there so many versions? Why are you revising the word? Who gave you that authority? to revise anything. Who did that? See, that answer has to be answered prior to any one of us believing anything that any of them say. Now, I see on social media, I see all these women now talking about, oh, you know what, I was a Christian and I converted to Islam. Listen, Islam, they are trying, this is the Hail Mary. Again, we are in a two-minute drill for whack football. 2 minutes. They are in the last minutes of their turn, and they are throwing they're throwing it all at us. They got the people talking about, hey, you know, Muslims is the right way. It's the only way. Allah, Allah, Allah. And then you got the Christians going, hey, Christianity is still great. The Catholics, blah, blah, blah. Then you got the Hindus over there talking about that Shiva is the only way. Then you got the Buddhists talking about Buddhists. You got everybody talking about the way, but the people who they took the books from. Because we're talking about the way, but we're talking amongst ourselves. We're done talking to them. I think that's what the Father made us do a year or so ago. He made us stop talking to them because they were not prepared. It was not their turn yet to wake up, their time yet to wake up. And as we look around today, we see them perplexed, walking around in a zombie-like state, you know, walking around with fear of the future. And, you know, Deuteronomy 28, the curses that befell us is now befalling them. This is what we're seeing. It's like, you know, they want to enjoy this period, this little, their little filthy season of unholiness so, so bad. But you can see that they're not. You know, matter of fact, you can see it and you can feel it. Now, some, you know, the upper middle to lower upper class is fine. But they're feeling it because they're the ones that are seeing the future for their kids. And they're like, wait, the money and the energy and the efforts that I'm putting in now, I might have to take care of my kids and my grandkids. So their inheritance, they don't get. They're going to be running around in a bit. Look at the boomers trying to hold the money. So they're not trying to give the inheritance anymore. Think about it. They're not trying to give their offspring the money no more. The inheritance and these nation kids are running around here going, but wait, where is my piece of the pie? I thought that I was also supposed to have the American dream. Where is my dream? And then the Father says, it's in your head. And they're going, but you mean that I'm going to have to work harder for less? And that it's... It's a tough pill to swallow, and I know this to be true in the thoughts and the conceptualizations of what they're thinking right now, because every day I take the little trolley into work, and it's a bunch of them, you know, the 25s to 35s, getting on the train, going into the town to work, and I'm looking at their faces, and I'm reading their spirits, and their spirits are not. Their spirits are not happy. Their spirits are not full. Matter of fact, I really don't feel the spirit. What I feel is that they are trying to do all they can to maintain the American dream. But because we are at the Gentiles' end, and they are at a day of reckoning, they feel it. And it's with great, 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 great joy that I say this to our nation. Because confirmation is what we have been seeing, what we have been chasing, and revelation is what they will get. Regardless, they're going to get the revelation. It's like I still see brothers and sisters talking about Africa. If we were from Africa, if we were from Africa, by now, they would have said, them Africans, one of the nations would have said, yes, listen, there, we are. Okay. Even the Judeans that fled into Africa are not African. So it doesn't matter if you see the Fulani, the Ashanti, the Zulu, the Igbo over in West Africa. They're not African. I mean, what type of indoctrination and want to be covetedness of a country, a continent, is this? Our people need to wake up. We're not African. At least I'm not. And I know that to be fact. Because I've done my due diligence so that I can have this voice today to say we are not African. We're not all African. Most of us are from the Americas. Most all of us are from the Americas. If you trace it all the way back. But some brothers and sisters want to talk about, oh, well, the slave ships, you know, the white man told us this back in 1617 that he took us from here and it's still the same. And okay, great. So if you African and you think that you're, see, because the joke, and this is a joke to me, everybody want to be Judah. God bless America. I mean, everybody who's a supposed Israelite is a Judean. It's almost elementary. Everyone? Well, we're the Israelites. We're the people of the book. And I claim Judah. What? You don't get to claim anything. You will find out who you are if you endure, if you persevere, if you make it, scarcely make it. You will find out. So right now, people wallowing, worrying about Judah and Africa, and they need to step off of that. They need to check themselves and sort themselves out and maintain sorting themselves out so that they can say that they truly are a spiritualist, a spiritual light. Got me thinking the other day, Israel, the fake ones, the ones that say they are but are not, they have bastardized our name for a long time. So the whole world is against Israel, and they don't care. Literally, they don't care. Because as the world is going against Israel, they're saying we're Israelis. And really, that is a abomination and a blasphemy, not only to us, but to our Father who gave us that name. That's why he's got to change it all, because the nations have bastardized who we are. They made us bastards. They made themselves bastards. They even used our name and made it a bastard. And so now everybody against Israel, and they don't care. You don't see them crying about nothing. You see them all in too, going in, oh, we're gonna put some seawater in the tunnels and we're gonna drown everybody. Never mind the people are running from you blowing them up on top of the land, and they running into what they felt was the safety of the earth. You're gonna drown them, because that's who you are. You are a murderer. Your people are murderers. And if people want to get mad, so be it. It is what it is. Ain't nobody over here slandering. These niggas act like that. These niggas have been doing it. Ain't no slander in that. This ain't no fake. This ain't me going, oh, well, I believe it. No, these niggas, these Israeli niggas, I'm sorry, niggers, because they're ignorant as people, mofos. They're doing it. They are. I don't, you know, how, and I'm just going to call it out, how white people who say they're white, how Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-Europeans can fix their lips to come out and act like they are for these people. They all deserve to get wiped out, to be honest. All of them. Because there's nothing there. It tells me that there's no spirit there. There's no, you know, you want to talk about empathy and sympathy. That's for them. That's not for us. We've had that. We've done that. Matter of fact, we've done that for them. And look where that got us. Now this is time for us to internalize this for ourselves, for our own nation. Why? Because we want justice. I'm tired of hearing about all this other madness. All of it is madness. What is it that we really want? Justice. We're tired of hearing them talk about what happened so long ago. You're doing fine now. You know, I mean, your kids will be fine. No. But my ancestors, my family, who was taken down in early ages based on the isms of the racism, the systematic racism that this world brought upon our people, are screaming right now for justice. My spirit's not screaming for peace, comfort, love, forgiveness. Hell to the no. My spirit is screaming for justice. And this isn't to rile anybody up, but damn it, it might be time. It might be time to step up and be like, you know what? I want justice. And be nice about it. Listen, I hear what you're saying. I respect what you're saying because that's you saying it. I know what you feel like it's something that you want to say. But I'm looking for justice. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want justice? Flip the script. Turn it on them. So, you know, let's use a mansion. Let's use a mansion. We had a mansion. All of a sudden, here they come. And they come into our mansion, knock on the door, like Jehovah Witnesses. Hey, how you doing? You ever heard about white Jesus? Nah, we ain't heard. Well, look, can we talk to you about it? Because you know what? He's a great guy, and you know, he will help you if you listen. And we're like, listen, we don't want to be bothered. And they come back. But listen, we're not. Finally, they go, okay. We say, okay, come on in. And when they come in, they go, listen, here, take this book, take this Bible, this revised, stolen, lies book that we call the Word of God. And we go, really? This is the Word of God? Let me take a look at it. And they go, well, yeah, look at it. Isn't that beautiful? Well, some of this stuff makes sense. I mean, okay. What? This looks like our stuff. This kind of resembles what we talk about. Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It does. It really does. You know? Okay. Well, would you pray with us? I don't know. I don't know if I really want to pray with you. I mean, what's going on here? What you trying to do? Nothing. We just want to pray with you. I don't know. Well, I mean, praying for us and praying for you, isn't that the right thing to do? Well, all right, you got me there. Okay, all right, let's pray. All right, everyone close your eyes. All right. Now remember, you're in your mansion. Okay, boom. The minute you close your eyes, you open your eyes. You got a book in your hand, and they got your mansion. And now they're telling you, you got to go outside. And you go outside because it ain't your house no more. And because it ain't your house no more, they have taken it. And then you go, well, wait a minute, this is my house. No. Now they bring out guns. Now they're trying to kill everybody because now they got to protect their mansion that they stole. They got to protect your mansion that they stole from you. And you're going, but wait. And then over time, you know, because at first they weren't doing nothing. You just outside, you know, and you did the best you could do. You know, you built a house, little shanty. You built some, you know, you did what you could do. You did everything you could do. And they came out and they talked about you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at your damn place. It's filthy. You're out there with the hogs. What is wrong with you? You niggers. Shit. Who are these? These people ain't even people. And you're like, but wait, that was my house. And they go, no, that ain't your house. That ain't your house. Then over time, they go, okay, you know what? We were a little rough. We'll let you in the house, right on the back porch. That's all you get. You get to come in on the back porch, but you can't stay long. And you're like, well, but it's my house. It's my mansion. And they're like, nah, it ain't yours no more. Then over the course of time, after you have only had the ability to be in your house, in your mansion for a small bit, then your descendants come up and they go, well, you know, now you can come into the house. We'll let you go into it. Now, this is a room of a mansion, a mini mansion, a mini rooms. And they go, well, you can have one. You can go and hang out in that one room over there. And then you get two. And then they gave us three. And then they gave us four. All the way to seven. They allowed us seven rooms in our room, in our mansion with mini rooms. And then finally, we're like, wait, isn't this our house? Isn't this our mansion? And their descendants is like, yeah, but, you know, it's my granddaddy, my great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy, you know, built this with his hand. No, he didn't, because I got the deed over here. Oh, you got the deed? Yeah, I got the deed. How do you get the deed? We want justice. Where's our justice for you stealing our house, our mansion? Where's our justice? So now, you know, they're in discontent. You know, they're struggling a bit because now some of them got kicked out of our mansion, out of our room. You know, the father came in, he sent the spirit in, and they said, hey, you're evicted. Hey, you're evicted. Hey, you're evicted. Stop smoking crack and meth and fentanyl in my house. Get out. And they're like, but wait, my great, 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 great granddaddy. And the father's like, I don't care about that. I don't care. And then some of us are going, well, you know, father, I mean, that's a little harsh. Father's like, you get out too. And some of us are like, I ain't messing with the father. This is, clean this house up. And we cleaning it up. We're cleaning up our house. And for us to sit back and try to help them as they are being kicked out will be to our detriment. That don't mean that you got to kick them while they're down like they did us. No, we just don't be bothered. We do what they did. Listen, I can understand. This is the corporate saying. Listen, I can understand how you feel. I would suggest that maybe you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Maybe you can help yourself. Maybe it'd be best if you help yourself. And when we say this, we're saying it out of true tough love. Because if they did help themselves, they would recognize their error, but they won't. So there's nothing we can do. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing we can say. There's nothing I can say. No, we can drop a seed here and there, and hopefully they pick it up on the way out the door so that maybe they can plant it and let it grow, and they can make their way back into the house. But right now, no, sir. There is no way that I am giving my pearls to these swine. Just won't do it. And I know I talked about empathy and yada, yada, but, you know, it is true that we are good-hearted people, and it is true that we want to help people and treat people the way we want to be treated. That is all true, but we have to recognize that this book, these scriptures, were ours, and they were talking about us to each other. We're the only people on the face of this earth, on our earth, that has no inheritance. by design. By design. The only people. You should sit back and go, you know, this dude I'm working, this other guy working, this white dude working next to me, you know, we started at the same time, you know, I'm sure that we may be making the same amount of money, I don't know, but all of a sudden, we're in it for 2 years, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm renting, he renting, and next thing you know, he buying a house, getting married, got a new fancy car and all that, and I'm going, well, dang, man, congratulations, that's awesome. But, I mean, because I'm looking at my situation and we in the same level, in the same position. You don't mind me asking, how'd you come about that? How'd this happen for you? I mean, I'm excited. Maybe I can make it happen for myself the same way. And he's like, my grandmother passed away and I got inheritance. Or, you know, my grandmother passed away and gave inheritance to my mama, who gave me some money, who gave me my inheritance to be able to buy a house. Really? How much is your mortgage? No. We just paid for it. Okay. So that's how that worked. You guys got your inheritance while the getting was good. Now your inheritance has dried up. Why? Because the baby boomers don't want to die. The Caucasian baby boomers and those baby boomers who identify with the Caucasian baby boomers do not want to die. So they're not going to leave you anything, which is pushing you guys up against the wall, you young cats up against the wall, to see us the same way we saw you. Karma's a mum. That's why I want justice, because their youth has to see what our youth, we saw in our youth, so that they can understand empathy, because that's not for us to understand. To hell with our empathy. Matter of fact, if we gave empathy, they doo-doo on it. They dookie right on it. Don't want your empathy. Don't care about it. I'm rolling. Picture me rolling, nigga. So we just throwing our, we casting it to swine. This is why their day of reckoning is upon them and upon their descendants, upon their youth. That's why the exchange of situation is so great. Because within the exchange, excuse me, pardon me, pardon my chuckles. I mean, all you can do is giggle on this stuff, because if, who did that, Luther? If you don't know me by now, you'll never, 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 never know. Ooh, 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 ooh. I mean, come on, man. This stuff is not difficult anymore. It is not. The Father has made, matter of fact, the Father has made it very easy to find the truth. Now it's just a matter of them not wanting it, just pure dismissiveness, you know. That's the other thing. That's why they about to that is why they are entering into, drum roll please, their arrested development. This whole thing is just coming to a major head for them. That's why when TJ, their boy, Thomas Jefferson, told them about the exchange of situation, what the theme of it all was, God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. So what is the fear? The fear is justice for us. So if we don't want justice, then it'll never come. But of course we do. So it's time for us to get it. It's time for us to get justice. And we're seeing it. You know, we're seeing it. And the Father's showing us, he's confirming with us things that are, how he is justifying this whooping that he's bringing upon the nations. And I'm not getting in the way of that. Uh-uh. All of us deserve it. I mean, all of it. I mean, these people have not done the right thing. And even to this day, you got brothers, I was watching today on TikTok, this brother was just saying the truth about black fathers, how he, and it's funny how he, our youth are learning these things now as well. okay? So the things that we were learning 7 years ago, that's why this is so great. That's why you know who you are, elect. That's why it's that's why I said scarcely. Why? Because they are throwing the kitchen sink at us to distract us for everything. But because he had his elect wake up first, okay, we you know, it's hard to deceive us, but we still can be deceived, you know. I.e., before I get into this other piece, i.e., Obama's movie. Listen, I watched it, fell asleep during it, to be honest with you. I said, oh, goodness gracious, here we go with the Africa thing. The white lion, oh, God. My spirit was like, there's nothing new here. And I was like, well, I mean, it seemed like it was interesting in the preview. So let me see. And I found myself dozing off. And I was like, Julia Roberts, is that a man? And then I was like, what is his brother doing? What is going on? Excuse me. And I'm going, this whole movie is supposed to, what, make me think that their apocalypse is coming? Yeah, I already know their apocalypse is coming. Matter of fact, I know their ass whooping is coming. So if this is to verify that, I already knew that, it's a given. All their apocalyptic movies, it's like they are, were, in matter of fact, we ain't really, this is the first time that we've been in their apocalyptic movie. No, I take it back. You know, the Book of Eli, Mad Max. So, you know, but for the most part, that's one or two of us. You know what I'm saying? That's a handful. Matter of fact, I would venture to say that only a handful of us have been in their apocalyptic movies. Why? Because it's their apocalypse, not ours. We ain't got nothing to do with it. That's what I'm saying. We do not have to give anything to them. Matter of fact, we should be looking to take back from them at this point. And we're not taking back by force. Like, we're not taking anything by force. They're going to give it to us, and our Father's going to force them to give it to us, but we're not going to force them. We're not going to impose anything on them. We have no power. There's no racism. Matter of fact, we could be prejudiced and prejudge these fools, but there's no prejudging. It is to be judged. It is fact of the matter. When we come at them with, hey, you guys are racist. No. What you mean, no? Look at the system that you're under, that you benefited from. What about slavery and reparation? No. Mm-mm. No. So because they don't want to acknowledge anything, and because they're scared of their apocalypse, because that's just like Revelations. Revelations is told from the perspective of the wicked, not the righteous. So it only makes sense that these people are going to have a problem, and it only makes sense that we're going to be here to help pick them up after they go through their problem. But we're not here to help them through their problem. See, that's some bullshit right there. All day, every day, I don't care, people, oh, you cursing, I don't care. That's bullshit. Ain't nobody got time for all that. We too busy dealing with ourselves. Why would I take the time to go to my neighbor to help him sort his life out? That's stupid. My neighbor needs to get on the stick. Because, again, if you don't know by now, you will never, ever, ever know. Ooh, 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 ooh. I mean, come on. We got our own task in front of us. We cannot take on their task, because that's what listen, we are strong people. We have done it all, okay? And we have carried their asses for a long time. And now that carrying, we ain't carrying them no more. This is the conundrum with them. They're like, well, you niggas used to carry us. Literally and figuratively, we used to carry them. We ain't carrying them no more. Ain't no more time to be carrying them. It's now time to shit or get off the pot. Nations, get with us or not. I don't care. If you coming, come on. If you not, get out the way. Because either way, I'm looking for justice. So if you can accept, if you come in this way, you better be, you better know that justice is on this side. And how that looks for you, I don't know. That ain't my business, not my care. It's only my business and the Father's business. I got nothing to do with your business between you and the Father. Nothing. Matter of fact, I don't care. I've come to the point of no return. I've reached the point of no return. There will no longer be any type of empathy for the nations. Now, let me back up. And hold up a second. Now, those nation people that are already within my circle, which is already small, yes, I will help them. Yes, I will do that. But I'm not caring anybody else. I'm caring me, caring the wife, the daughter, the family, the nation. And I'm hoping that the Father carries me, which I see that he is. I'm watching all these people on television expire quick. Oh, they went to their bunkers. Okay, they're going to expire in their bunkers quick. These people are falling by the wayside. Anytime that you got, it's what I said before. People were like, oh, that guy's a star on TV. Listen, those people took the bag. They were told by the adversary, our adversary, our enemy, hey, if you bow down to me, I will give you the world. And every one of them, that's the whole, that's the joke. That's the famous saying, 15 minutes of fame. Oh, she got her 15 minutes of fame. Now she gone. Well, if you're seeking that, you'll get it. And you'll be willing to do anything for it. And because you did do anything for it, now you got to deal with the consequences. It's not my business. You know, I don't care. I don't care about any of these celebrities. I don't. They can all go to Sheol, hell for all I care. I don't care about the UN. Everybody's a puppet. Everybody's a liar. I don't care about that stuff. My care is fully on our Messiah, our Father, our nation, and my own sanctity and salvation. That's it for me. That's it. I ain't tripping. I'm not going through life going, you know, skipping and do. I'm not going through life, you know, punching people and get out the way, move, get up. No, nope, I'm just doing what I'm doing. And I'm enjoying myself. I'm finding great joy. And peace, joy and peace. They're finding joy and pain. It's a sweet and sour with them. Us, it's all sweet. That's why, you know, I sit back and I just watch them downtown. And I watch their eyes. And I look at how they operate now. Well, once upon a time, they were the world, what's the saying? The world's the oyster. No, the world is their, you know, the world is theirs. That's basically what I'm saying. You know, that you could see it on them. You could feel it on them. You could see that they were just walking around like, this is mine. I can do what I want. This is how it's going to be. It's about me. Now you don't see that. You don't even feel it. They're walking around, you know, trying to maintain, you know, saying hi to you, you know, smiling, you know, looking at you, trying to look you in the eye. You ain't even looking at them, trying to walk away from them. And then brothers and sisters, well, you know they're going to be cleaving. Yeah, but they're going to have to work to cleave. This ain't going to be no easy cleave. Shoot, you ain't going to just, well, hey, man, come on. Oh, we go, okay, come on. No, sir, no, sir. You going to have to work. Why? Because they have said, they have based their entire situation on no works, while we had to work. So the work ethic is on our side. So we're willing to work. We're willing to put in the work. We've been putting in this work. We've been putting in this work. Ancestors have been putting in this work. Put in, and we haven't got nothing.
and they go, well, you know, you look at what you got. Listen, this is nothing. This is a slight quarter, small percentage of what is owed. So don't act like what I got now is anything great when this whole thing is mine. But see, then I get puffed up, then I get stiff-necked, then I'm arrogant. But I say, hey, it's not arrogance, it's confidence. This is all mine. I want justice for the theft that you have done. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Well, we gave you a nigga president.
That dude is not my... What is this with you gave and some president... I don't vote. I'm not involved in your system. I don't care about your system. I'm done with your system. Well, that's crazy. You know, you're in the system. Yeah, but I'm in it, but not of it. I got to go and do my thing, and you know, I gotta dance around. The devil. I don't gotta dance with the devil. I gotta dance around. I gotta shake it. I gotta shut. I gotta stiff arm. I gotta uppercut niggas to get out the way of the devil, man. I'm not going up and handing, you know, dancing with that fool. I've done that time. And I survived it, all praises. Now we're on to the next level. Jacob's trouble in full effect. But the beauty of Jacob's trouble is that the Father allowed us to have Jacob's ladder to get out of this Jacob's trouble. That's why I said, but he will be saved out of it. So as Jacob's trouble is going on, till to this day, he sent his ladder down. He let the, you know, I see it as those ladders that at the top of the of an apartment building or whatever, and it comes down, the emergency ladders, this is what he did for us. It gets to the bottom, we get to climb up. And there's an angel at the bottom. One of our spiritual protectors at the bottom, not allowing the heathen to even see it, to even understand that that's there. Kind of like, what is that, Zombie X, or what is it, World War Z, when all the zombies went around and they didn't even see the boy that was, same thing, it's the same as the ladder. They can't see it. They can't grab it. They can't grab it because it's not for them. Because in order to grab it, you've got to find us that's ascending, that's elevating. And I know I'm a little crazy tonight, but, you know, I need to be edified. And in edifying, I'm looking for justice. I don't want to hear, you know, I see brothers, like I said earlier, I see these brothers talking about Africa. I don't care about Africa. Matter of fact, I'm just going to say, I don't care about them. Well, some of them are your brethren too. Okay, well, I'll find that out in the kingdom to come. Nigga, I'll find that out then. Because I'm tired of you telling me that I'm African. And yet there's no proof. I got no receipts out of you. Oh, I can prove it. Let me tell you, Sir Walter Rudolph Hansley wrote a book and told you. Nigga, please, I'm tired of hearing about how the Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-European wrote something that does not fit within my spiritual understanding about me. About me. No. I'm writing my own book. We all are writing our own book. He told us that. He said, well, hey, I'm gonna do an old thing a new way. And that could be the converse. I'm gonna do a new thing the old way. So I mean, why do I need to listen to these people, these nations? These nations are liars. Now, that said, I do acknowledge some writings that do resonate with my spirit. And those writings have to be expounded on for edification. I'm just not going to pick a book up,
you know, a Kenneth Copeland book. No. Joel Osteen, no. A Christian pastor A, Christian pastor B, no. Muslim Iman A, no. The Spirit has to come and say, get this book. And the way that happens is somebody will get that book, read it, and be like, hey, I'm bringing this to the nation. Check this out. Look at this. And then I'll go and get that book if it resonates with me, like Judah did. And in this book, which is fascinating in and of itself, as Judah said, yo, there's a lot of meat in this book. And I said, well, I'm about to get my knife and my fork because I'm digging in. This thing, you know, he was telling you out of this book about the sword. This is what they've done. So it's like test the text. Isn't that what we've been doing? Right? And check ESV, NIV, NASB. I'm not going to read it all of the changes. NASB, LSB, etc. 1 John 4:3. So the NIV and all these other abominable books, they have every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. The KJV says, and now before I go any further, listen, the KJV is the closest to the truth, but it's not the whole truth either. The only time that we'll get the whole truth is once we get all our records back and the Father allows us to read them again. But the KJV, 1 John 4 and 3 says, and every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua, Yahawashai, is come in the flesh is not God, is not of God. So you see how they changed it? They said every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. And they say, well, that's easier to read. No, it's not. Who gave you the authority to even mess with these words? It's not yours. If it was yours, if you were ancient, why are you still digging, looking for things? Why don't you know who built the pyramids? Why don't you acknowledge the old world? Why don't you recognize and tell the truth about Tartaria and Turtle Island and the civilizations before you came and start colonizing and stealing, killing, and destroying? Why don't you tell the truth then? If you are the people, you would find you in your heart, in your spirit, a point of reckoning to say, we have done this thing. It is time to repent, and we need to do the right thing. But you don't do that, which tells me characteristics and characteristics alone that you are not the people, that you are not ancient, and you are thieves. And you know what? This might not even resonate with people. This might not even go far. I don't know. You know, this lesson. I don't know. It might not. And that's okay because I don't care. Because this is an event and a lesson at the same time. Because I'm tired. I am most assuredly tired of our brethren. I take that back. Of black people talking about we are all. Don't put me in that shit. I am not your brother. I'm not with you. I don't know you. I don't care. I'm not African. They don't even look like me. And those that do aren't African. That's the key. You can't say, okay, well, some of Judah is all African just because they ran in there, they hid in there, and then they were given up by the Africans, by the Hamites. Now, I mean, come on, people. Come on, step up, step up. Realize that there's by no possible, plausible way that we are African. These filthy heathens could never, and I'm going to say it again, never take us from Africa to America. Never. They never did that. I mean, it's just conceptually inconceivable at this stage in the game based on all the knowledge that we know. They didn't even, this is a foolish nation. And if you say that these people could do that, then you're saying that these people are not a foolish nation. So therefore, you're an agent or a fool yourself.
And that's going to come out. It's going to come out. Oh, well, you know, we might have said a mistruth about you all being African. And then these niggas that's going to be that's been running around here talking about Africa, they're going to look at, they're gonna have that look on their face. Then they're going to be trying to come in, come back to the elect. And it ain't going to be up to us whether you come in or not. It's going to be up to the Father. You're going to have to be doing some repentance. You're going to be right there with the heathens and the Gentiles. That's why he said, scarcely make it in. I just don't know. I mean, this, you know, this whole Africa thing has got me vexed. You know, it's just like, come on, stop. I don't want to hear that madness. Goodness gracious. If you want to be African, go to Africa. Go see how they love you over there. Go see how Ham loves you. I mean, he loved the Judeans enough to run them out, to push them all the way out of the interior, to snitch on them. Even though they, the Hamites and the Judeans, those Turkish Arabs were coming after them. So they were like, yo, we don't want to go into slavery. But you know what? We got these other fools over here. We got these Judeans. Maybe you like them. Judeans. Did you say Judeans? Yeah, we got these Judeans over there. Like, what? That's who we're looking for. Get out the way. Everything has been about us. And it's so easy to see now. We can jump higher. We can run faster. We can think faster. Talk faster, we can incorporate faster, we can organize faster, we can recognize faster, we can create faster than any nation on this earth. And yet somehow we want to be lesser than who we are just because we may share a similar shade. And I'm not even going to stay on this Africa thing, but it just vexes me. But it really does. Like, it really bothers me. But I got African friends, and I'll tell you, them brothers ain't me. Them brothers don't even. I went to lunch with this other brother last week, and he's from Senegal, and he don't really look like us. Quietly, kinda. But I start talking, and he started asking questions, and, you know, we went in deep. I went in deep, and I gave him some information, and he was walking back to the office, and he was like, man, how do you know this? How do you know all this? I said, man, I've been studying. And he's like, you're the first person I've ever talked to that knew this amount of information. I said, well, bro, man, you know, you got to study just like me. I mean, it's all good. It's just where we are today. I said, yeah, man, I'll talk to you later. He went up to whatever floor he was on. I went to the other floor, to my floor, and I ain't heard from that brother. Today, I finally reached out to him. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, it's all good. I'm good. I was at work today. I was like, okay, cool. I'll be at work tomorrow. I mean, I'll be in the office tomorrow. Let's get together. Great. And he's African. You would think he'd be like, you know, brother, it's crazy. That's exactly the truth. You that's right. You. Mm-mm. He ain't do that. And I checked it. I checked to see if that was the case. And every night, every brother from Africa that I deal with, I always see if the truth is that we from there. And it's never that. We're not from there. We're different. But anyway, that's just another part of the nations, because we forget that Ham is also part of the nations against us. Psalms 83. Just, you know, we get caught up by the shade of one's complexion as well. Oh, well, you know, that brother, he's from Africa, so he on our team. Mm-mm. He ain't on our team either. So, you know, don't don't get it twisted and don't slip. That's why I keep saying, if the elect scarcely make it in, scarcely, without being distracted. Oh, yeah, you know, you African. Oh, really? I'm okay, then I'm going to study Islam and Kemet and Pan-Africanism and this and then that. And I'm going to believe that, you know, that the Bible's not true. And then, of course, the Bible isn't true to those that don't believe that it's not for. I mean, it's not hard. Okay, it's not true to you. So? I mean, all of it's not true to me, but I can at least use my deduction to reason with the words that have been added and taken away from to allow the Spirit to tell me the truth. I mean, that was what we were given in the first place so that we can see through the madness. That's what we were given. That's how you know who's who at this point. Anybody that's talking about, well, I ain't for the Bible, I ain't for this, I ain't for that. Okay. I mean, that's the person you don't want to be bothered with. Somehow I'm supposed to be on their team? Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. This thing has moved like it is their move. The Father moved on the chessboard. He moved. That's what the ring of fire was about. That's what on the left hand, he said, look, okay, this is my move. Boop. It's done. It's complete. And they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How'd you do that? How did that happen? Wait. You mean it's our turn? We got to move? Yeah, it's your move. Whatever move you want, do it. This is your turn to do it. And they're like, wait a minute. Hold up. We gotta go kill these Gazians. We gotta get into our bunkers. We gotta distract these people. We've got to do everything we can to take as many with us off the board. And Father said, "Well, it's your move. Do what you want." And there's still such a foolish people that they don't realize that each time that they do something, that they move, the consequences are heavy. This is what they're all scared of, consequence. That's the apocalypse for them, consequence. God, because we decided to kill each other and blow up the world, this is the consequence. Mm-mm, son, you ain't blowing up this world. This is not going down like that. You got wars and rumors of wars. Albert Pike sat back and said, well, you know, the Jews, the Jewish people will be fighting against the Muslims, the Islam people. But where are we again? See, they don't even put us in their own apocalyptic thinking. All their wars, where are we? And say nothing about the Negro. So that tells me that their prophecies are all about their own destruction. Because when I read our prophecies, it's about our redemption. And I'll take the redemption over their destruction, over the woe, any day. Any day. Any day. These people are so caught up in their arrested development that they are they're not even people anymore. Excuse me, I had to drink a little bit more of my tea. All right, on for the reading. Second Esdras, chapter 13. That was enough of my pontification, my ranting and raving, because I can't do no more. I mean, I can go on all night, honestly. I mean, I could just go. It's just the way I've been feeling. Like I'm, you know, it's so much happening. They like this Christmas, this Xmas thing that they got going on. It's an abominable thing that they keep talking about, and then they're gonna go into their new year, and you know, this really quickly. This woman tried to go on social media, talking about how the weather. And watch this. Look how ignorant the weather in Jerusalem will be very nice and mild, and it would have been perfect for our Savior to have been born. I said, oh my goodness. And the Spirit said to me, yes, be patient, because this is how foolish they are. This is where they are. I said, oh my goodness. So what you're trying to do, and I said it the opposite way. I said, you cannot base today's weather off of, you cannot base the past weather in Jerusalem off of today's weather. Like, are you crazy? So, okay, so you're just saying that, you know, all right, so because it's nice today, it was nice then? I mean, come on, people. And you know, she went on to something, and I was like, man, wow. And the Spirit said, see, I told you you could do it, but now you understand. There's no reason to do it. This is a foolish nation. Anytime that we decide that we're going to talk to them, we can't talk to them reasonably. We have to suspend our entire disbelief to hold conversations with them. And what benefit is that to us? I need to be edified. I'm looking for justice, son. I'm done. I want justice. I don't want to hear about no white this and white that. Mm-mm. I don't want to hear about it. I want justice. Before you start telling me about, oh, you know, white people this and white or African, no, I want justice first. Then we can talk. I'm done. I need the justice first. Then we can hold any type of conversation you want, because then I will be satisfied. I will be edified. I will have my salvation. Then we can hold a conversation. Second edges. This is. I was listening to this today. I was listening to it and I read it today, and I was like, man, these things are just popping off the page. I mean, thank you, Father. I mean, all praises. My goodness. And it came to pass after 7 days, 7 years, I dreamed a dream by night. And lo, there rose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. And I beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. And whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burned that heard his voice. Like as the earth faileth when it feeleth the fire. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men, out of number from the four winds of the heaven, to subdue the man that came out of the sea. But I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain, and flew up upon it. Let's hold up a second. So 7 days, I took this, and this is why I'm reading this. I took this as a 7 years. This is us. And it came to pass after 7 years, this is us, we started dreaming a dream by night. And lo, there arose a lot of wind. Isn't that what we're seeing? A lot of weather. That it moved all the waves, all the energy waves, all the water waves, all the information waves. And I beheld, and lo, that man wax strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. This I figured is like the nations. And then it goes, whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burned that heard his voice, like as the earth faileth when it feeleth the fire. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea. But I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. This is what they've been doing. These dragons, these demons have been, running, just straight up running. And they built a mountain, right? They built these bunkers. But I would have seen the region or place where out the hill was graven, and I could not. And after this, I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him
were sore afraid and yet durst fight. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand nor held sword nor any instrument of war. But only I saw that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempests. And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burned them up every one, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude nothing was to be perceived, but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid. Afterwards saw I the same man come down from the mountain and call unto him another peaceable multitude. And there came much people unto him, whereof some were glad, some were sorry, and some of them were bound, and other some brought of them that were offered. Then was I sick through great fear, and I awakened and said, Thou hast shown thy servant these wonders from the beginning, and hast counted me worthy that thou shouldest receive my prayer. Show me now yet the interpretation of this dream. For as I conceive in mine understanding, woe unto them that shall be left in those days, and much more woe unto them that are not left behind. There's your non-rapture madness. For as I conceive in my understanding, woe, destruction unto them that shall be left in those days, Jacob's trouble, and much more woe unto them that are not left behind, right? The dead. For they that were not left were in heaviness. Now understand I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them and to those that are left behind. Therefore are they come into great perils and many necessities, like as these dreams declare. Yet is it easier for him that is in danger to come into these things than to pass away as a cloud out of the world, and not to see the things that happen in the last days? And he answered unto me and said, The interpretation of the vision shall I show thee, and I will open unto thee the thing that thou hast required. Whereas thou hast spoken of them that are left behind, this is the interpretation. He that shall endure the peril in that time hath kept himself. He that shall endure and persevere to the end shall win. They that be fallen into danger are such as have works and faith toward the Almighty. That's us, the elect. Now this, therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead. This is the meaning of the vision. Whereas thou sawest a man coming up from the midst of the sea, the same is he whom God the Highest hath kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature, and he shall order them that are left behind, the Leviathan. And whereas thou sawest that out of the mouth there came as a blast of wind and fire and storm, and that he had, well, hold on, blast of wind, hurricanes, fire, we've seen the fire, and storm, and that he held neither sword nor instrument of war, but that the rushing in of him destroyed the whole multitude that came to subdue him. This is the interpretation. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth, and he shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth. And one shall undertake to fight against another, one city against another, one place against another, one people against another, and one realm against another. There's your spiritual warfare. And the time shall be when these things shall come to pass, and the signs shall happen which I showed thee before. And then shall my son be declared, whom thou sawest as a man ascending. And when all the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle they have won against another, and an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together as thou sawest them, willing to come and to overcome him by fighting. Okay, so I stand corrected. That is our Messiah. Okay. I read this fast this morning on the train to work. Okay. And an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together as thou sawest them willing to come and to overcome him by fighting. But he shall stand upon the top of Mount Sion, and Sion shall come and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and builded, like as thou sawest the hill graven without hands. And this, my son, shall rebuke the wicked inventions of those nations which for their wicked life are fallen into the tempest, and shall lay before them their evil thoughts and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. And he shall destroy them without labor by the law, which is likened unto me. And whereas thou sawest that he gathered another peaceable multitude unto him, those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea the king, whom Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive. And he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. Oh, but over the waters, I thought they went to Africa. Let me read that again. And whereas thou sawest that he gathered another peaceable multitude unto him, those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea the king, whom Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. Let me see, so they must have carried them over the Nile, maybe the Red Sea. That must be it. So they got carried over. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It must just be the Mediterranean. There's the Mediterranean. There's the waters. They carried them from Assyria over the Mediterranean into Africa. But they took this counsel among themselves that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt. Wait a minute. I thought Africa people lived there. So Assyria, so there was no one knew about Africa during the Assyrian captivity. But somehow all of our tribes are in Africa. Somehow all of the 12 tribes of Israel are in Africa. That makes sense. That's why the heathens decided to get into Africa and then go to the Americas looking for the 10 tribes, I guess. Let me read that again. But they took this counsel among themselves that they would leave the multitude of the heathen. They wanted no part of these demonic heathen, Caucasoid, Horite, Neanderthal, Denisovian, Indo-Khazarian, Indo-Germanic Europeans. And they decided to go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt, that they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow place of the river, for the Most High then showed signs for them and held still the flood till they were passed over. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same region is called Arsareth. Arsareth. Yeah, that's Africa. Then dwelt they there until the latter time. And now when they shall begin to come, the highest shall stay the springs of the stream again, that they may go through. Therefore sawest thou the multitude with peace. But those that be left behind of thy people are they that are found within my borders. Now when he destroyeth the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend his people that remain. So all of us, this is the Goshen.
This is the Goshen. So yeah, the brothers that are over in Africa and Europe, that when the father comes to whoop ass to these heathen ass nations, yeah, then he's going to take care of them. Again, the apocalypse is written for the wicked. So the righteous that's in these same places that scarcely make it in, they're going to be protected. That's why nobody wants to read these books. They're like,
I don't want to read that. That's where everybody. I said everybody gets in. Everybody gets into heaven. Jesus loves everybody.
Well, wait, he just said, let me read it again, because I'm confused, you know, even though I'm not. But, you know, it just seems confusing that the nations don't understand this. So people that are found within my borders. Now, when he destroyeth the multitude of the nations, wait, I thought that he loved everybody. But now when he destroyeth the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend his people that remain. That's good news. That's good news. And then shall he show them great wonders. Then said I, O Lord, that bearest rule, show me this. Wherefore have I seen the man coming up from the midst of the sea? And he said unto me, like as thou canst neither seek out nor know the things that are in the deep of the sea, even so can no man upon earth see my son, or those that be with him, but in the daytime. This is the interpretation of the dream which thou sawest, and whereby thou only art here lightened. But thou hast forsaken thine own way, and applied thy diligence unto my law, and saw it. For thou hast forsaken thine own way, thine wicked way, and applied thy due diligence unto my law, and saw it. Oh, but I thought the law was done away with. Thy life hast thou ordered in wisdom, and hast called understanding thy mother. That's exactly what we've been saying. And therefore have I showed thee the treasures of the highest. After other 3 days, I will speak other things unto thee, and declare unto thee mighty and wondrous things. Then went I forth into the field, giving praise and thanks greatly unto the Most High because of his wonders, which he did in time, and because he governeth the same and such things as fall in their seasons. And there I sat 3 days. Now, you see how they're talking, you know, Edras is talking the Most High, right? Where'd it go? So this is why, you know, one more time, this is how you can figure out how the heathen has bastardized our language, I mean our word. It says in 51, it says, then said I, O Lord. Why would he say, O Lord, there, and he's saying the Most High? He would have said it's consistency. That's why we have to read these things properly and with the Spirit. And we have to just cast away the heathen, because we already know that, listen, our people were put all over the earth. But the 10 tribes decided they wanted to go to a land that no man dwelt. No man dwelt. So that to me makes sense that they left the three parts and went to the fourth part. Over a great river or a great water. So, okay, they left Assyria, went into Africa, got to West Africa, went across the waters of the Atlantic to South America and lived for a time in peace until the heathen, the foolish nation, came upon their loin. Now, see, to me, that makes more sense than everybody being in Africa. I mean, what the hell is this? Is Africa, is there a nation called Africa? So, you know, the heathens, nations, you guys really got to get y'all shit together by realizing, recognizing that your history sucks. It's not true. It's too many holes in it. The puzzle pieces aren't even there. Like you lost so many puzzle pieces that the Father had to come and make them miraculously reappear just so that we can have understanding and gain the wisdom from our mother. That you, nations of heathens, took away from us, hid from us. And we ain't mad at you because we brought it upon ourselves. But at the same time, we ain't going to help you. So this whole thing has come now to an end. At the Gentiles' End, A Day of Reckoning, when I was thinking of a title, all I could think of was Jack Sparrow. And I couldn't remember the title of it, but I remember it being At the End. I remember that. At the World's End, I think. And it kind of resonated with me, and I said, At the Gentiles' End, A Day of Reckoning. Because there were so many titles that I kept asking the Father for what? You know, Jacob's Trouble.
Let's see, there was another one. Resisting Arrested Development. This is what they're doing. It's like for us, we have been resisting. They always get us for a resisting arrest. Resisting arrest. So now the Father flipped the script and got them hemmed up by, hey, you're resisting your arrested development. And if you look up, let me do that real quick. Arrested development, an abnormal state in which development has stopped prematurely. Synonyms, fixation, infantile, fixation, regression, type of abnormalcy, abnormality, an abnormal physical condition resulting from defective genes or developmental deficiencies. So you got recessive, you got a foolish nation that's full of recessive genes, arrested, developed at the latter days. But they are resisting their arrested development. They're resisting it. And now that we get to see that they truly are arrested, developed, We don't have to be under them. Now it's our choice whether or not we're going to be up underneath them or not. It's our choice. But make sure you make the right choice within the right decision so that the consequences are not too heavy. That's the whole thing right now. The consequences of dealing with the nations is heavy. And especially their religions. I would tell everybody woe to their religions and just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm just a spiritual list, or I'm a spiritual light. So then you can gain to be Israelite again, because the Father's got to come and clean it up and fix up our name again. Because the heathens have destroyed. They have dookied all over it. It's nasty right now. So even if we came out and said, you know, listen, we are Israel, the world will be against us. Because that's just how much lack of understanding that they have. They'll be like, I don't like you. If you Israel, I don't like you anyway. I'm with Palestine. Not even understanding that they wanted the same. So these people are arrested in their development. And it started a long time ago. And, you know, that's why they decided they wanted to tell us that we we were not human and that we were three-fifths because they were so recessive. They knew that in time, if they let us be who we are, our dominant genes, our dominant spirit, our dominant everything would supersede them as it is today. So for a time, they had to put us down based on our own actions. But the time is up for that. It's been up for a minute. So now we get to come back to reality. You know, soul to soul, back to life. And they're like, who is that nigga on that nag? That's what they're like right now. Straight up Stevie, perplexed. Who is that nigga on that nag? And, you know, we are who we are. And they're not happy. That's what you see. That's what we feel. And that's what they get. And the ones that are cleaving to us. Are recognizing who we are humbling to us. We're not looked to be worshiped. They have to worship our Father, and in worshiping our Father, truthfully, in truth and in justice, then they have thrown off their heathen coat and they put on the coat of many colors and they join us. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Biden giving an extra $200 million over to dirty sweatshirt wearing cat when, you know, inflation is high, you know, fools can't even buy a house, people on the street, student loans. We got to get this money from you student loan people, but we're going to get $200 more million. Over half a trillion dollars to dirty sweatshirt wearing Cracker Jack. On top of the trillions of dollars that we gave Ish. Makes you think Rumsfeld said, oh yeah, you know, we lost about two, three trillion. It's all Ish. Yeah, gave it to Ish. And no one thinks that that's got to be atoned for and paid for. They have lost their mind. Matter of fact, they never had a mind. That's why they've done the things that they've done. But hey, again, there's a new sheriff in town. And he ain't putting up with all that. And we the deputies. And we ain't getting shot. Because these fools, although they got all the guns and the armament, they're going to be too scared and they're not going to have the wherewithal to use any of it because they will be arrested, developed. That's just what's going on. You know, we called it madness early on. We called it crazy. We called it, you know, psychotic. But really, the bottom line is it's arrested development. It's an abnormal, it's a gene defect. These people are genetically defective. And why can I say? Because now, not all, because most, but not all. And why do I say that? Because Esau cohabitated and copulated with the Horites. And they were recessive gened people. The Horites is nothing but the Neanderthals. They were not human. And he copulated with them. Oh, the Neanderthals are a gazillion years old. Nah, man, he ain't no gazillion years old. That's why I was looking on the train today and I saw this girl with the Cro-Magnon forehead and I was like, see that? She got that gene. And I seen some Russian brothers, light-skinned, tall Russian brothers, that also look like Cro-Magnon man. But that's to be expected. That's their region. Abnormalities is afoot. And you're going to start to see that in the mindset and the actions of these people. You have to work to be part of this group. You ain't going to just do it just by saying you want to be part of it, or you love Jesus, or you're a Christian, or you're a Muslim, or you're a Hindu, or you, no, none of that. All that stuff's got to be, it's going to, you're going to catch a boot, a straight boot. Because we ain't having it. We're not playing that. You're not walking in here with your recessive ass trying to tell us what we need to do anymore. It's a wrap. And to be quite frank, you can see the recessiveness all over them now. You can see it. And, you know, again, not all, but most. You know, the saying is, not all, but some. No, most, but not all. Well, family, that's all I got. I mean, I can go on, but it's just all I got right now because, you know, I've reached the end. Plus, I want to get back to reading some of this here book before I do pass out. And but again, I suggest everyone get this book, New Age Bible Versions, an exhaustive documentation exposing the message, men and manuscripts moving mankind to the Antichrist one world religion, although that's BS because it's already been done. So there's not moving to anything. It's moving out of it for some, but for most, it's utter woe. Like woe. By G.A. Riplinger. So, brothers and sisters, family, nation, thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of my ranting and raving. Thank you for being part of the nation. I hope to see you all in the kingdom to come. I bid you all love, peace, and shalom.